some significant decisions, we're going to want to bring in new individuals, more engaged committees. It can't just in essence be, you know, come once a month to the meeting and that fulfills your commitment. So that, I just throw that out there. That's my, I know it's easy for me to say as president heading out, I can expect, you know, to continue to be active. However, as I think about where the board is headed, where the school is headed, this is all under that umbrella of succession planning. So I'm just kind of throwing out there the gist of our particular committee meeting, where we're headed, what we seriously need to think about, what we're faced with, all very positive, positive initiatives, truly. I definitely, that's great to have this quote unquote problem of, okay, yeah, leadership is going to change, but we're going to have a different opportunity. And we're going to be able to say, all right, who are going to be those next individuals that come on board here, whatever that structure looks like. New faculty, you know, bringing new individuals and recruiting. What's the curriculum? What's the technology? What's the board? I mean, you know, you start to go through that laundry list. All fantastic opportunities and initiatives. But I don't want us to kind of keep it over here somewhere that we very much are involved in that now. And all decisions that can't be made overnight. You know, you don't want to make these decisions overnight. So it's being very strategic, you know, start putting it out there now, having the discussions, collecting the data. What is it that we're looking at? What are the needs? How are we going to go about doing that? So I look forward to continuing in that vein. Thoughts or questions? Anything?
Okay. I think we also, beyond just expanding our numbers and hiring faculty in order to teach appropriately and not get overwhelmed, so we're not burning out our teachers.
Great.
The other issue to me is expanding the curriculum to be offering in high school in particular a broader spectrum, whether it's online or mm-hmm. in the classroom. But I think that's something that I'm looking forward to, having another language besides Spanish.
Agreed.
There's things that we can do that we, when we get out of our training wheels and onto a real bicycle, we should be thinking about.
Yeah, I absolutely agree, and that's I know Chris Moody is. You know, we're on the higher ed end of the spectrum, so we know what these kids need to be prepared with, young adults, as they're graduating. So to be able to get ahead of that. I mean, we're already doing that now. We truly are. But there is so much more opportunity that this school will be able to do. We just need to have the discussions that surround it.
And to that, it doesn't mean even for the kids to have those opportunities, we necessarily always have to supply those opportunities in
Correct.
The house.
Correct.
For IB, another language, for instance. Certainly. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see another language. But all of these things doesn't necessarily have to be by a teacher that we have hired to be here seven periods a day, or not seven periods a day, every day long. We've had some, we're having experiences this year with, we use the term outsourcing, at least three of our classes. We're connected with someone who was from Wilmington College. We have someone who was an academic challenge teacher, and we have someone who is teaching a course for us because she was has just moved to the area. So,
and we have a former parent who's doing a dual enrollment course at Del Tech. We have kids online.
So many partnerships or initiatives. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't. We don't have to do it the way that it's being.
Yeah,
done.
And Debbie's a master at kind of putting those things together because we're so small. Yeah, you are. Because we're so small, and we only have two or three kids interested in something, uh-huh. she looks for something of interest to them. And is it online? Is it? You know, do we get someone to come in and work with the kids? Last summer we had a dual enrollment course taking place in computer programming.
How do we compensate the people that aren't employees? Are they just contract workers and we give them mm-hmm. so yeah. much per course or something?
Yeah. They have fees that associate that we negotiate with them. Some are hard fees, like at Del Tech. Others are negotiated.
Yeah.
The Dell Tech fees, in my mind, are very, very, very reasonable, in terms of, very reasonable. And so to get a Dell Tech course in here for business for one period, twice a week, is cheaper for us than hiring a teacher just to come in and teach business when we don't have eight business courses to offer.
Right.
So that is working. There's a very positive sign in that, in building those relationships with other higher education organizations. And there's a little bit of a downside, and the downside is kind of the continuity and the community of the building. So anyway, but I just wanted to make, you know, when that was brought up, I just want to make sure that the board understands that we have other kinds of opportunity. Maybe, Debbie, maybe next time, after when the handbook's put out, whether the board has a copy of the handbook or maybe even the sheet that the kids can choose, their course selection sheet. And I think what you see is there may be some things on there that you're not even aware we're doing.
Online on Monday.
Pardon me?
I'll be online on Monday.
Well, maybe you'll bring a paper copy for the people who maybe need a paper
copy. Prefer.
Well, if we're talking budget, we might want to go online. It's getting thick, which is nice. I'll bring a few copies.
Okay, thank you.
So as we continue in succession planning discussions and meetings, I will assuredly bring back kind of the status of where we are. But I'm always open and welcome, you know, your thoughts, your suggestions.
So am I taking from this, as I start to work on the fiscal year 18 budget, that I would include some additional positions, including at the top level,
I think
for consideration,
I think there needs to be
how it's going to fit with the budget. Okay.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I would like to formally make a motion. Should we do it within the budget? Do you think?
Well, all I'm going to do is just this year's final budget has nothing to do with it.
Correct.
For next year's budget, I'm just going to mention, just discuss where I am in terms of.
Okay.
Getting that together, when you'll see it for the first time.
Okay, so perfect. So we don't need to do anything then right now.
No.
I think having one additional administrator and however many additional teachers needs to be part of the budget.
Mm-hmm. It will be.
It shouldn't be a surprise.
No.
Because I think that's what you're suggesting.
Correct, exactly.
We've got to grow in order to handle the load, the increased load.
Correct.
And that has to be put in the budget and see what the budget tells us, if we're going to be deficit spending or not.
Thank you, Alan. Perfect.
All right, so if we're moving on to old business. At the last meeting, I asked for which direction you wanted me to go in terms of a calendar. You said starting before Labor Day, like we've always done. So that's the calendar that's been brought to you. We will be starting the Monday before Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
And as traditionally what we do, we have a four-day weekend for Labor Day, but the students will come back in August. All students on the 28th, the Thursday prior to that would be an orientation for new sixth grade and high school students.
Mm-hmm.
Is that new?
New high school students. No.
No. Sixth
grade. Yeah, the sixth grade is new. We usually have done it in June.
Okay, because I've been telling parents.
They're going to do an evening thing in June.
Okay.
And then not have the kids during the day, missing their school and whatever else. But then on the 24th of August, have a
Andrew,
half day.
I think it's June. We just kind of made this decision. We, being the teachers, us, whenever last week. I think, let me look here, see if I believe that there will be a 6 o'clock orientation meeting on June the 13th for sixth grade parents. And if the kids come, it's fine, but it's gonna be teacher directed, and it's not going to be, it's gonna be teacher directed, a sit and get kind of thing.
Okay.
Okay, so it's not going to be where the kids go in and have an opportunity to sit in the classrooms. So that is going to occur on the 13th. Then, and maybe you already said this, whatever night our, or whatever day our orientation for ninth grade is, and I'd have to go and look.
August 24th.
Okay, we would have the sixth graders back in the sixth grade without their parents, and they would have an orientation for the new school year. So it is, in fact, changed from what we've done in the past.
Okay, all right.
That's a good idea.
So you have a board, well, a board meeting on the 13th, and then after the board meeting, which will end by 6, obviously, you'll go on to orientation for parents.
No, you have a board meeting on the 14th of June, right?
This year.
Yes, this June.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sorry, Andrea, we kind of dropped that ball.
Okay. Back to the calendar, we kept PLC days in similarly to what we have this year.
Mm-hmm.
And also, because we always see high attendance those 2 days of Thanksgiving, that Monday and Tuesday, I've marked those as no school for that whole week.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just be our fall break like we had this current school year. So all in all, for grades 6 through 11, there's 1,121.5 hours. They're required to go to school 1,060 hours. So we have plenty of several days of built in for snow.
Mm-hmm.
The seniors will go 1,046.5, and they're required to go 1,032. So again, there's some flexibility in there in terms of weather.
When I noticed in January, it's just a typo, because you have day 260.
Oh.
What's that?
30 days has January 267.
It should be 26. Yeah. Thank you.
What does PLC stand for?
Professional Learning Community.
So we're asking the board to act on this tonight.
This has to be approved
yes.
this month and submitted.
Can I ask this question? What's our kind of backup plan? Or do we want to have a public backup plan relative to the legislature's potential moving the date of start until after Labor Day?
I floated that question by the individual who reminded us that it was due, and I never got a response. So I sent an email to DOE asking that very question, how we were to proceed given the law and pending legislation, and I did not get a response.
That's 4 days. So I guess I would think we probably want to approve this. At the same time, I would like to at least have an acknowledgement from the board maybe on, okay, what would be your second backup? What would be the backup plan? In other words, we're able to tell, technically, if we approve this,
mm-hmm.
this becomes
right.
the calendar.
Right.
The legislature could potentially not act on this until June 30.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Every piece of documentation that we have that goes out to parents is going to happen prior to June 30,
mm-hmm.
probably. So my point is, should we come to some kind of, whether it's tonight, at least come to some kind of consensus on what is going to be your game plan? Is it just going to back up 3 days, or is it going to do something different? Is it going to, and again, this is a curveball because Alan and I haven't talked about this right now, but is it that November day, is it?
I have a calendar starting after Labor Day.
I know you do.
What's different?
Well, it starts later.
Starts later and ends later.
And we don't take those 2 days
off.
Break. Yeah, we don't take those 2 days off.
Okay.
And when do you finish school?
June 8th.
Same
day.
Okay. Right. So that could be our plan.
I just want, if that's...
But I agree. But formally kind of acknowledging, yes, we're going to go ahead and approve those and approve on the current draft as shared.
And then we'll have this.
However, pending, I make a motion to accept the 2017-18 school calendar that starts first day of school as August 28th.
Of that week, first and fourth, right?
For students.
For students, August 28th for students, August 21st for staff.
Game 1-2.
I say.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
We have no idea what you're voting on, but we're for it.
You're good, okay. Now.
I would just hope that every school and school district is in the same boat that we are right now. So the legislation is, legislators are sort of playing with us.
Well,
because in order, we have a deadline to meet that's in 2 weeks.
Correct.
But they don't know that. They have no clue.
What could possibly happen?
They should, they pass that law.
What could happen? And one of the, we know because it's on the record, it is on the record that the chief school officers in the state of Delaware have clearly stated that they want to be able to have local control over their calendar. That means their board is telling them that, okay? Mm-hmm. Their boards want local control over the calendar. Mm-hmm. But it may not happen, and part of the rationale for it may not happening has to do with financial. Mm-hmm. And financial impact of what, of, at least that's the reasoning, financial impact of the summer beach mm-hmm. stuff. So I'm just saying that I think that when we put out this calendar to our parents will be, and correct me if I'm wrong, some parents, they want to know, when's your spring break, when's your mm-hmm. this, when's sure. your that. I think that we ought to be able to say to them, this is our calendar. If the legislation moves our date, we've got this other calendar, and here's this calendar. I just would like us to be prepared to at least tell parents that.
Yep. I agree.
Yeah, so, we have two everybody... options to get out of this, though, don't we?
The
local control and the fact that charters may not be included.
Well, in that's correct. Yeah. One of the things we're going to, I mean, I've already had this conversation about, can you leave charters out of this thing? Because, again, we're not looking for more regulation. Charters are not. Charters were designed to have less regulation, not more regulation. So maybe...
And we're the only charter in Sussex County.
Correct.
So it's not like we're taking five schools of kids away from the beach.
Correct.
That's right.
Hiring.
Correct.
This is not an issue for Northern Delaware, right. I don't think. It's an issue for Sussex, or for Bethany mm-hmm. Beach.
Correct.
And mm-hmm. that's why I don't think it's going to pass in the first place, because it's too narrow, the support for it.
Yeah, unless it's, well, this is really important to me, but over here, this is really important to us.
Yeah. So everybody is of the understanding of our plan B that the days would be moved into that November time frame. Okay, and that's what we'll go ahead and agree to.
Thanks. Sure. Alan, thank you.
Mm-hmm. The next voting item is the final budget for the year. You have a two-page document. The one says Sussex Academy FY17 budget. It has our preliminary budget that you approved last June. Mm-hmm. The second column of numbers are updated numbers as of the beginning of this week.
So this is the 5.337 going to 5.465?
Yes, for the total state.
I'm looking at this page.
Total state.
Yes, for total state, yes.
Right.
I've increased the... Underneath the state, the rental reimbursements, miscellaneous deposits, reimbursements, et cetera, from 200 to 245. Year to date, we're at 228. So I'm fairly confident between pool memberships, mm-hmm. facilities rentals, and other money, miscellaneous money that comes in, we'll make the 245. Federal, that is still a moving target. I got another email today that Title I was hit another $883. Now, I've been getting weekly emails about these. One day it went up $6, another today it went down $883. They're all moving targets because of sequestration that's in place. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to stay around 162, 160. I don't think it's going to drop much more than that, I hope. I think we'll end up having more interest income. We're already at 15.7, and we still have another quarter, but I'm not so confident that we'll hit 45 on food service. We were at 49 last year. Year to date, we're at 27, but we have been bringing in about 5,000 a month, so it might be close. I don't know. It's still have 4 months worth of revenue to come in, but I think it'll be offset by the interest. All right, all that being said, the second page of numbers.
Let's go too fast until we find it.
It should have been right behind it.
Yeah, I screwed them all up.
Okay. The first column of numbers are the updated expense numbers. Then you see what we spent to date, what the balance is, where we are in terms of percentage spent. So I went back to the one we looked at previously, and I tried to bring them all in line with the 65-66% in most cases. And then the last column is where we started. Overall, expenses for personnel went down. We haven't had a pool staff the whole year like I thought we were going to. We haven't had any lifeguards like I thought we were going to. So those are some big, you know, things that we didn't have to spend. Mm-hmm. As a result, the OECs are lower. Mm-hmm. But you can see that health insurance went up a lot. Well, that number didn't carry over correctly. Travel went down. Contracted service for personal services went down, but contracted services for other contracted services went up.
Is building, there any one number that's really disturbing?
Building and ground repair went up a lot. Association conference fees went up.
When you say went up, when I look at you gotta look at 55500 building ground repair.
Yeah, and I thought it would be 75,000, and now we've moved it to 95,000.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does the health insurance work? Why is that $100,000 more? Is that based on the cost that we have to pay for doctor visits?
No, it's the Blue Cross Blue Shield premium.
So it's the monthly premium.
Yeah, and we have some personnel have selected health plans that are costing us $22,000-$23,000 a year, and others that it's $8,000. It depends on the family. It depends on a lot of factors, and it's just going up for everybody. Supplies and materials also went up. These numbers are not lined up properly, or my eyes are really, really bad.
I think they are.
Yeah, I could stand this a little larger pond.
I think they're carrying.
No, they're not.
Which one are you looking at? From here to here?
Yeah, like with instruction supplies. They're not on the same line. Instructional is now on line with the custodial. When I cut and pasted it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But overall, the categories, the totals for the categories are correct. Equipment went up, and that was a lot of the things like the equipment we needed to maintain the artificial turf, equipment we needed for watering because the irrigation system wasn't working. And hopefully these things are now, we've purchased a lot of the equipment that we need, a lot of the materials that we're going to need that we'll be able to use moving forward, thus shifting how we can do our money in the pie graphs. And in this one, I currently have $18,000 set aside for contingencies. And I'm also carrying in personnel, because we had a discussion in August or September board meeting about end of year recognition for getting through this very difficult year for many people.
Yes.
That is being carried up there.
Good.
So that page just comes over to the front page as the bottom and just falls into the categories that we see every month.
So we're in a much better situation, whereas we had that $191,000 reserve, which we wanted to make sure that we put enough there. Now we don't need any other reserve.
And in fact, there's a contingency showing of 18.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, could I have a motion to accept the fiscal year 17 budget as presented?
Is this a budget revision?
Yes.
Yeah, I move.
Second? Any further discussion? Questions, thoughts? Okay, hearing no further discussion, all those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstained? Okay, motion carries, fiscal year budget accepted, approved.
All right, in terms of new business, the fiscal year 18 budget, I have reached out to all the departments, all the teams, all the programs, and asked them for prioritized lists of needs for next year. A priority one is a must-have, a priority two is a would-like, and a priority three is truly a wish list item. All that's due back to me so I can start working on the expense end by next Friday. The revenue end, I'm going to be very conservative and maybe build in, I don't know, I have no clue, maybe a 5% reduction?
In statements. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's one line item that I've felt for a long time is an easy pickings for the legislation, and that's educational sustainment. Years ago, after the stimulus money was ended, a lot of schools and school districts used that federal stimulus money to hire additional staff, and the state did not want those teachers to be riffed, so they came up with this educational sustainment fund. This year, it was $110,000 for us. I would not be surprised if that wasn't one of the first things that they took off. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything to support that suspicion, but it just looks like an easy thing that they could take back because it's always added in the epilogue language, as are some other things like technology block grant. So I don't know. Maybe it won't go away entirely. Maybe they'll phase it out if they just decide to touch it at all. Another easy target for them is transportation money for charter schools. We bring in more transportation money than we use to transport our kids. We then divert those funds to other uses. But they're always looking at ways to reduce the amount of transportation funding they provide to charter schools. So I have no idea what's going to happen. I think.
How significant is that? What is our transportation? What do we spend on transportation versus what they gave us?
It's about 75
different. Yeah, can I look that up and then email that to you?
Sure.
All right. All right, so that just wanted to let you know where I am on the fiscal year 18 budget. The Finance Committee will see a draft next month. Then we'll probably bring something to the board in May since we have to have something approved as a preliminary budget. And hopefully as time goes on, I'll get more information as to what impacts we're going to have. Moving on to the next item, just letting you know, we currently have a request for proposals out for lunch. We had a 3-year contract with Preferred Meals. That's the maximum number of years you can have before you go out to RFP again. And so that's all been sent out. We had a list of 5 vendors that were required to send the bid packets to. Revolution Foods, Preferred Meals, who we're using now, Linton's, they're in Pennsylvania, Connections, which is in Wilmington, and Aramark, which is in Wilmington. But the only address they provided for Aramark is Silverside Road. Last time, it came back undeliverable. Their website is not accessible, and their phone is always busy.
Aramark,
they do all the. Mm-hmm.
They're all over.
Yeah, they do all the
sporting events. Yeah.
So I've not had any success reaching the Wilmington office. So I'm going to keep trying, but the information they provided from the state of Delaware, I've not been able to get in touch with them. I asked Andy to reach out to the Department of Education again to see if they have a more specific address. Mm-hmm. I've even Googled them, and it just says Silverside Road in Wilmington. You put in directions, and it gives you a range. For directions, it gives you a range of addresses.
Yeah, do a drive-by while I'm up there. Check it out.
So the bids are due April 13th.
Okay.
I'm sorry, we're going to have an information meeting on April 13th for interested bidders. Their bids are due on the 11th of May. We'll open them on the 25th. We'll make award notification on the 31st. There probably will be changes to the student lunch fees as a result. I mean, the easiest for us would be to stay with Preferred Meals if they come in at the lowest price, because it's already their equipment that's in there.
Right.
And we've been working with them for 3 years, mm-hmm. successfully working with them for 3 years.
Financial. The feedback I get from people in the cafeteria that have to eat it is just the opposite.
Well, and that's mixed reviews. Your daughters eat it every day.
Yeah, my daughters eat it every day.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. They do.
Well,
no,
can you
big smiles on their face?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we allowed to do a market study?
Yeah,
and not take the lowest bidder if the market study tells us please change.
Yes, we have to be able to justify why we did not go with the lowest bidder.
Okay.
But we are not required to take the lowest bidder. There's actually a score sheet, a rubric that we can use, and part of that is based on other factors than cost.
The presentation. There is no presentation. Part of the taste of food, in my mind, is
how it's presented.
So it's presented in square containers, brown containers, or black containers, peel off the stuff. Probably from a nutritional value, and all of them have to meet certain nutritional values. And in today's food, we get hamburgers with wheat hamburger buns.
That's not fun.
Huh?
That's not fun food.
Yeah, it's
not
fun food.
It is not fun food. That's
why they eat it.
And it's not fun food.
That's not, no. The nurse in me, I'm like, you get a fruit, you get a vegetable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, that's a dream. Mm-hmm. Better than what I can pack.
And they always have fresh fruits and vegetables.
Yeah,
and
it is. It's seemingly well balanced.
All right, that's it.
I will add with the board member, I of course alluded to previously, there are a number of you who are up on term this year. I reached out to you just awaiting kind of the general consensus. However, process-wise, for those desiring to come back, or if you're not, April would be the new application period. May would be the interview period. June would be the oath of office. Okay, so just kind of keep that schedule in mind. If your term is up and you indicate that you would like to remain on, that still comes forth as a vote before the board to make sure that works out well. And whomever is not inclined to return, we would want to know, because that kind of helps in terms of our recruitment. What's that specialty area? You know, what are we, in terms of composition, what is it that we're going to look for to kind of expand for the board? So just keep that in mind. All right.
I would just take one more thing.
Yes.
I don't know if any of you had the opportunity to come and see Annie or not, but the kids did a tremendous job. It was unbelievable. And the new microphone systems was in place, and they just sounded remarkable. So we have Beauty and the Beast coming up, as she said, which is going to equally be as
We just had a student. I heard a student on the radio was recognized as a State Volunteer of the Year.
Oh, who's that?
Kaylee Barnes.
Yep, that was the name. I heard it on the radio.
That's a project she's been working on for years now, and she came to us as a junior, And she had started that project, I believe, in freshman year.
Uh-huh.
And she's been nationally recognized for the work that she's done.
And what was the work?
She is part of the Red Cross. And she organized a group that hooks girls up with how to get into service and then supports them through that. Wow. Okay, she had a really clever acronym for it. I can't remember it, unfortunately. I know that she has dedicated many, many hours to that, and she's also been involved in pageant work, and so this has been part of her mission and outcome of that as well.
Oh, excellent.
I just happened to be driving down, and they said to the entire state. Very proud of
I think it was the Credential Award, which is quite prestigious, yeah.
We have a state award for that same kind of thing called the Jefferson Awards. That are high school kids or junior high school kids who have done something exceptional in service to the communities. We're going to try to put this lady up with the Jefferson Awards and she can know. Okay, I'll get information.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, I'm glad she brought it up so I could.
Yeah, thank you. Any public comment?
Of course.
That's great.
He just stole it.
Oh, no.
Allison's happy. I know she's at bite practice that there's no 10-minute additional start time for the school year. Thank you. Yeah. Anybody think you see the play? It was awesome. We had a new sound system in. That's glad. I didn't see you there, but I'm glad you were there.
Okay.
We raised over $4,500 to go towards the system.
See, I did leave you something to say.
I don't know, man. You know, I've been trying to fundraise, and the school's been a big help. We raised $6,200 at the gala. All that silent auction stuff went to the microphone system, which was pretty expensive.
Oh, that's great.
And there was an article in the newspaper that the Firefly, they donated to the system also.
No. The Winterfly money goes to the music department.
Music department.
Last year they used it to buy drums.
Oh, yeah, there was four.
And then, I don't know what they're using it for this year.
It was, yeah.
I don't think it's for microphones, though.
No, you're right. It was four different
we'll take a check things. Mr. Benjamin, though.
Music.
Interesting. We're still fundraising.
Never heard
that.
Never heard
that.
That's right. Mr. Burrow was amazing. He spent zero money on that show other than for the Annie transcripts or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So he spent about $700. Right? Everything else is donated or
and the costumes.
Made.
Just, that's awesome.
No money spent.
You know, it was middle school only.
Right. Yeah.
And the sets were done by Mr. Stutzman.
Uh-huh.
Wow. We got pretty amazing teachers that do that stuff.
And then Becca Franklin painted the sets, and they were just
She was out,
very creative.
You know, out there painting the sets and we've also converted that, and this is relevant particularly, but we have a place now to store more items for the drama department. We're using the space. No, none of you know about it. It's hidden. It's up over where the faculty eats. That was originally going to be a projection area in the original design of the school. So, but we put a wall up, and the bleachers in front of that wall, not bleachers, but the stadium seating in front of that wall. So that couldn't be used as a projection area, but it's a pretty big area up there, frankly.
Yeah. But if we were going to use it, if we were going to use it, ADA made us put an elevator up there.
They would use that stuff.
So we're not using it.
And Mrs. Bobby had gotten a bunch of costumes from Clear Space, not costumes, she got a bunch of prom gowns, and they're being there for sale for kids who want to go to the prom. And so she has a little room set up to sell prom bands.
I don't think they'd want any of mine.
Can I add one more thing too?
Updated.
On March the 4th, the Science Olympiad team traveled up to Dover and competed with 59 other teams from around the state of Delaware. And we finished 33rd. Which, for being our second year as a high school team, was phenomenal. Almost half the team were a very energetic, positive group of freshmen. They were awesome. but of course it's really hard to compete when you're competing against seniors that have physics and you've never even gotten to biology yet, but they did really, really well. We brought home one medal, but almost every child on that team, all except for one, had a top 20 finish in all of their events. So that, it's amazing. They're an amazing group of young people.
It's a good future. Looks good for us. They're only going to get better, I'm sure.
I know we don't have Gina here, but how was the gala? Do we have any feedback financially as well as otherwise?
I haven't, I don't know what the financial feedback is, but from a just a social perspective, I would say the gala was very successful. I think people had fun. The band was great.
The band was great.
Wasn't the band great?
230 some tickets.
233,
230
something.
And I looked at my notes from last year. I said 269 last year, so it was a little.
It was lower this year. I know that.
It's cold. It's cold.
But the food was great, and everyone seemed to have.
Food was really good.
Seemed to have a good time.
Yeah, the one thing I've learned from it, the little feedback I've gotten is, that's not the right venue to do a live auction, because you can't get anybody's attention. You're sort of in different rooms. If that was going to be big, we'd have to do it somewhere else. But the live auction idea is, I think, dead for that, the Starboard.
I think that's probably right. I mean, I bought something at a live auction, and if it had been at the Derby Day, I might not have bought it.
So you're sort of sorry you bought it?
No, I'm not sorry at all. I'm sorry you bought it.
She wouldn't have been able to afford the price.
Yeah. I'm not one bit sorry I bought it, but I might not, if it had been in a little different venue, I might not have been able to buy it.
I got it.
So I noticed, speaking of Derby Day, that is May 6th at the library?
Yes.
The library. And then they've already got it set for next year. It's going to be at Baywood. I guess they were down there doing the Sleeble, and Gina went to Baywood, and so they've decided Derby Day next year is going to be at Baywood.
That's cool.
Alrighty.
I make a motion.
Thank you.
We don't have executive session.
We don't need executive session.
Okay, hold on. We're in holding pattern.
That's
the
darn
problem.
Oh, no, I'm not even
going to
do it.
No.
Okay.
Could I have a second?
I second.
All those in favor?
Unanimous second.
Meeting adjourned, 5:45.